Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where they go now, Ben Steele from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ben, good morning. How are you? How was Connecticut?
Hey, Ben.
Good. What's up, guys? Yeah, it was an abrupt trip to Connecticut. Was not there very long, but I guess that was kind of to be expected with the way Marquette was playing at the end of the season.
Yeah, but nobody saw them being on the short end of an ass-whipping like that, though.
Yeah, it's probably right. And at the wrong end of a historic NCAA tournament performance, too, by Ja Morant there with the triple-double.
How much do you look at the performance of Wojo down the stretch? Because this was a team that a couple of weeks ago, they were in position to win the Big East regular season. They were in position to do very well in the Big East tournament and then in position to hopefully get better than a 5 seed. And it seemed like the team maybe got rattled a little bit or didn't have the mental wherewithal to close out. How much of that ultimately falls on the head coach?
Yeah, I think he probably, Coach Wojciechowski would probably take full responsibility for what happened down the stretch. I look at it a couple ways. I think just the roster, Marquette's roster, was just a little. It was missing a couple. One was missing like a really good ball handler. You know, Marcus Howard runs a point guard, not a traditional point guard by any means. Not the best ball handler. Struggles with turnovers sometimes, and they just needed another guy that could handle the ball a little bit against pressure. That the teams were throwing at them at the end of the season. And they also needed, you know, a couple dynamic athletes. You saw that kind of exposed against Murray State, where they were just getting torched on the defensive end. And that was a little hurt. Marquette was a little hurt by Greg Elliott getting hurt in training camp. He's a 6'3 guard. He's a good defensive guy, good athlete. And, yeah, the roster kind of left them a little short. I don't know if there was any quite dramatic adjustments that Coach Wojo could have made down the stretch with his roster. They were just, like you mentioned, that I think they were just a little rattled. They had that game late February at Villanova where they could have, you know, really put their fist down on the perennial Big East champs and kind of claim the conference regular season title right there, and they blew a lead down the stretch. And then they came out the next game at home against Creighton and looked like they were pressing too hard and had 22 turnovers in that game. They blew another late lead in that one. I think both of those two games just rattled their confidence. And, you know, like the mentality of a team can sometimes be so fragile. And after those two games, I think it just spiraled on them.
I mean, this is going to be harsh, but I thought the team showed against Murray State that they're weak. I mean, they're not physically strong. I thought that it was a very soft performance. And I don't like throwing that term around lightly, but, man, I just thought it just showed that, man, what a soft – they lack mental toughness. They lack toughness in general, and that's a tough criticism. But I think that fully explains what I saw last Thursday against Murray State.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go back quite that far, but – yeah, I can see that point.
Do you think that they are going to get any rebounding on this team? I mean, is there any? Because that's ultimately, you know, when they're allowing teams 5 and 6 shots,
yeah.
I mean, that's what
yeah.
they hurt him.
Yeah. That was offensive rebounds allowed to the other teams down the stretch and, foul trouble down low. They weren't very smart. The big guys weren't very smart, and I think players like Joey Hauser, you know, just need to get a little stronger. This was his freshman season, and I think he was exposed a little on the defensive end. He definitely needs to get a little stronger. Ed Morrow and Theo John, the Marquette centers, need to just play a little smarter, stay out of foul trouble. That also hurt them down the stretch.
Talking with Ben Steele, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covering the Marquette Warriors, as we say, frames on this show.
Oh, you don't want to go down that debate.
I'm staying out of that one. Marquette fans and alumni, you'd get a lot of people on your side if you went down that debate, but go ahead, Bert.
So as far as Marquette's future, because I think both programs that we saw over the weekend with Wisconsin and Marquette, I think that you try to look at, okay, well, what's next? And the question about these guys, the respective coaches on the hot seat, is going to be thrown around a lot. I think comparatively, there seems to be more optimism that Marquette can still kind of rebound from this and learn from this season. What kind of shape are they in coming into next season already?
Yeah, I mean, Marquette only loses two scholarship players off of this team. Matt Helt, who's a center, who was a fringe rotation player. They would only need him when the big guys got into foul trouble. Played a lot his first couple years, but kind of got passed over this year in terms of talent. And then grad transfer Joseph Sartouni, who kind of played just a very, very tiny role in this season's team. So as long as Marcus Howard, you know, we could debate his pro prospects. That would take a while, but as long as he comes back, they got the whole talented roster coming back. So next year, Marquette's in good shape, but they also have to kind of start thinking about the future because they'll lose four seniors off of next year's team, including Marcus Howard and Sam Hauser, their two best players. So they also have to – next year is very important on the court, but also off the court, they got to put together a good recruiting class to kind of replace those guys because they'll also need to replace Sakar Annam and Ed Morrow, who will also be seniors next year. So that's four key players that they need to replace. So next season is just big all around for Marquette.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt, because they should be preseason top 15 next year. I'm thinking that with that talent, if Marcus Howard comes back, they'll be preseason top 15. They should. Okay.
I agree.
Okay, but if they don't, I mean, after next season, oh, geez, where the hell is Marquette basketball heading after next season? I mean, you mentioned it right there.
Yeah, so the key recruiting class will be big. They expect, you know, Joey Hauser to make strides over the next couple years. Maybe he'll be the next guy to kind of take the scoring and the main guy mantle from his older brother and Marcus Howard. So, yeah, a lot of interesting stuff the next year.
I think we are sort of assuming that Marcus Howard is going to dip his toe in the waters, kind of like what Ethan Happ did, you know, do the workout or whatever and maybe look at going pro, but then come back. Is there anything that you think could convince him to not come back and to go pro instead?
No, I think if he just wanted to, you know, just go all in and challenge himself.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.